So, as I mentioned in my fast food video, I worked at a place called Jim Jordan's. Not to be confused with the popular Canadian establishment, Tim Hortons. With that being said, at the time I had already worked at Jimmy's for a year. And to be fair, I couldn't care less if I got fired. So one day I got booked for a night shift from 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. But that wasn't gonna stop me and the boys from smoking up beforehand. So we're all chilling at Bob's crib, and we all take a hit. We all ate some snacks. Listen, you know the drill. But then Bob asked, "Are you guys trying to watch some TV?" Nah, I'm really just trying to fuck up these Doritos.
Yeah, I could watch something.
So Bob throws on the first thing that comes up. And I'm thinking, these nerds are trying to watch Dora. But literally 5 minutes later,
do you see Swiper the frog?
Yeah, he's in the bush. Yeah, you see him?
Where?
In the bush.
I don't see him.
He's right there.
Where?
Right behind you.
Behind.
Yes!
Swiper,
no, swipe! Oh, hell no!
All of a sudden, I was invested. This show had me in a trance. We were banging out episode after episode, and when I go to check my phone, it's already 5:59. So I'm like, oh shit. I got work in 1 minute. So I run to my car. I wouldn't drive. Not because I'm baked as shit. I was just broke, bruh. I didn't have a car. I was working at Jim Jordan's. So I haul my ass over to the bus stop. Then I wait there as fast as I can. I get on the bus. Then I get off the bus. Then eventually I make it to Jim Jordan's. Needless to say, I was late as hell. And of course my manager had something to say about it. But shit, I was higher than gas prices right now, man.
You can't be coming in late like this.
Yeah.
Jonathan had to stay an extra 30 minutes to cover you. It is very unprofessional to show up late.
Are you even listening?
Yeah, uh-huh.
What did I say then?
For sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah. She definitely knew I was high as hell. But she couldn't fire me. Because honestly, nobody else wanted to work there. So I throw on the gym drip, hop on the drive-thru window, and I'm the type of dude whose brain just disintegrates when I'm high. So I was just chilling, you know, doing my thing. But all of a sudden, some guy comes through the drive-thru and tries to kill my vibe.
Sir, hello? Do you have my food?
Yeah, what do you want?
Well, I just ordered some food back there and I...
Bro, what do you think this is? McDonald's?
Yeah, I'ma keep it a stack. Most of my brain cells were still at Bob's crib watching Dora. And I guess one of my coworkers noticed that.
Yeah, you should just make the drinks. I'll be on drive-thru.
Okay.
Even though I didn't have to talk to people anymore, my brain still refused to start braining.
Yo, Chains, chill.
Wait, what?
Looking back, I am really sorry for whoever ordered something that night. Because I wasn't even reading the orders. I was out here freestyling with the coffee.
A little bit of this. Oh, yep, a little bit of that.
Whole lot of this.
Is this the black coffee?
What is this, the black coffee?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Then I went on my break.
Alright, Chains, what do you want?
Well, what do you guys have?
Bro, you work here.
Can I get, everything?
Oh, everything bagel?
Nah. Just everything.
Jim Jordan's never hit so hard in my life. I was an hour into my 30-minute break demolishing a meal for five. Honestly, that day, I was probably one of the worst employees ever. But shit, I was having the time of my life.
Wicka wicka.
Until some Debbie Downer tried to kill my positive vibes.
Hey, who made this coffee?
That'd be me.
I asked for a black coffee and got a cup full of sugar and cream.
Are you sure you didn't order that?
And boom, she went off.
I can't believe this. This is a disgrace. This is outright disrespectful.
Let me talk to your manager right now.
And listen, I know not everyone's brain just disconnects when they get high. But for those of you who are anything like me, don't go to work high. If you want to keep your job.
Wicka wicka.
April 20th, 420. The day when everyone puts their differences aside and they just hotbox the Earth's entire atmosphere. Man, what a time to be alive. Now, I don't know if any of y'all have gone to one of those 420 conventions before, but god damn. These motherfuckers be getting higher than Buzz Lightyear, bro. Like, at this point, they aren't even baked. They're fucking deep. fried. They just be walking around hotboxing cities at a time. And anyone in a 500 foot radius is gonna start feeling the effects of that Mary Jane. Like, I remember my first time going to one of these things, and I was still a minor with an O. However, I had done some pregame before the convention. So let me just put it like this. If I was a potato, I would have been a baked potato. So heading into the convention, I was already a little bit paranoid, because as I looked around, all I could see was a bunch of hippie dudes with beards and shit. And at the time, I was just repping that peach fuzz. I was standing out like a sore thumb. So you can only imagine how hard I was shitting my pants when my high ass saw a cop walking in my direction. I instantly started brainstorming how I was gonna outmaneuver this cop so he doesn't send my ass to jail. So boom, busted a right, dropped the shoulder, hit a left, and I ran into this crowd of people. And I don't know about y'all, but for me, whenever something remotely scary happens while I'm zooted, I'm gonna be paranoid for the rest of my high. So in my high ass brain, I'm like a wanted criminal. I got 5 stars right now. So I'm out here constantly scanning the area for 12, right, but I start to make some notable observations. I realize half these motherfuckers are wearing sunglasses, and it's not even sunny. Like, how the fuck did I miss the memo this bad? But luckily for me, there's hundreds of dudes selling overpriced random ass shit. So it really didn't take long for me to find a dude selling sunglasses. And even though it was 25 bones for these shitty ass sunglasses, I still cop them so I can hide my identity. And of course, the glasses have the devil's lettuce plastered all over them, but I'm El Chapo level wanted at this point. So I'm doing anything I can to hide my identity, including dropping my life savings on these dog shit glasses. So I'm out here pushing through these groups of people, but I'm keeping it low key. And as I'm scanning to the right of me and to the left of me, my dumbass pretty much walks right up to a cop. And the moment I realized that homie was right in front of me looking at me, I started to panic, bro. I felt like at this point, my best option was just to confess. Like, if I take the plea deal, I'll definitely get a lower sentence. But as I was stressing heavy, that adrenaline starts to kick in. And I know some of y'all can relate to this, but the scientific breakdown shows that when you're zooted and you get into a high stress scenario, the adrenaline gears up and starts beefing with the THC in your brain. Now, if you're lucky, the adrenaline will beat the THC's ass and will have you thinking properly in said stressful situation, which is exactly what happened to your boy. So as I transform from a baked potato into a less baked potato, this is where the table really started to turn. I looked at this cop in the eyes and this motherfucker was more baked than me. Like, shit, at this point, I'm about to put this dude on citizen's arrest.
Officer, are you baked right now?
No, there's a... Sorry, There seems to be a lot of cannabis in the air right now, and so it's like...
This poor officer probably had to pull an 8-hour shift in the world's biggest hotbox while trying to do his job. And needless to say, after realizing the officers were fated than a hoe, I had no problem walking around with my peach fuzz mustache smoking on that Mary Jane.
Middle school is just an awkward place, bro. Like, middle school dances, awkward. Middle school speeches, awkward. And middle school relationships, in my experience, is the most awkward thing on the face of this planet. I mean, the girl's a whole foot taller, got a deeper voice, and shit, she could probably bench more than you, little bro. Like, I hate to break it to you, but you don't got a girlfriend. You are the girlfriend, bruh. Middle school just occurs at the craziest time in a teenager's life, because motherfuckers is just getting slapped by puberty out of nowhere. You'll be walking down the halls and see a bunch of kids who look fresh out of daycare. Then all of a sudden you'll see a grown ass man built like Shaquille O'Neal thumping his way down to math class. And attendance in middle school was looking like
Matthew,
here.
George,
present.
Daisy,
here.
Owen,
here.
Dude's balls would be dropping halfway through presenting their speech, like,
and this is specifically why dinosaur
why dinosaurs went extinct.
The fuck? And in middle school, nobody had drip. Like, dudes would be showing up to school in a neon green t-shirt paired with some bright red shoes looking like a fucking traffic light. While their haircuts looking like their barber cut their shit with one hand, well blindfolded. But to be fair, everyone had a shitty haircut in middle school, bro. And if you think your cut wasn't that bad in middle school, chances are your shit's probably still ass to this day. And just to make things worse, the cherry on top is that everybody's got acne. There's just all these hormones flying around and these kids have no clue what to do with them. Which is exactly why middle school beef is unmatched, bro. Motherfuckers will be throwing hands for no reason at all. And I don't know how, but somehow even the fights were awkward. It would be like, hey pal, I heard you sat beside my crush in class today. So what? You want to fight about it?
I mean, like, if you wanted to, that, like, I'm not scared. Like, yeah, we can fight.
Okay, let's freaking go, pussy.
Fuck, I wasn't ready.
Sorry, was that too soon?
No shit, Sherlock.
Okay, you can hit me back so we're even.
But if two dudes were throwing hands and their crush is watching, they're about to fight to the death. But the thing is about middle school fights, I didn't know this was possible, but somehow both motherfuckers end up losing the fight. I remember one lunch at my middle school, a dude whipped out some boxing gloves for no reason at all, and all of a sudden we're running a whole fight club. Kids would be betting their lunch money on who's gonna win and shit, but we never laid down any ground rules. So one day, JJ hit Timmy with a spinning back fist and put his ass to sleep. And I'm hyped, cause I just doubled my lunch money, but Mr. Principal didn't seem too hyped to see one of his students knocked out on the ground. So of course JJ gets in trouble because he's just that one kid who's always in trouble but never got expelled. Like, I could have swore dude was on his third strike 5 strikes ago. But man, middle school had some characters, bro. There was that one guy that would walk through the halls, blast the music on his speaker. The kid who used to sit in his chair like this. The dude who hit puberty and midlife at the same time.
Mr. Donaldson, can I get some help on the subtraction?
Help on the subtraction? You look more like you need help on your taxes.
No, subtraction's just hard for me.
During recess, do you go check on the wife and kids?
No, I just play on the monkey bars.
Tell me, how do you manage to be in middle school and work a 9-to-5 job at the same time? The girl who thinks she's a horse, the emo kid, catch him in the back of the class with his hoodie tied up watching sad Bart Simpson edits, the kid who had to touch the top of the door frame before entering a room, girls who have to bring their Starbucks cup everywhere, the dude who's constantly emoting, and in order to find the answer, we can make a grid.
Did someone say gritty? Right foot creep, ooh, walking with the heat.
Of course, there's the kid who Naruto runs through the hallway, and then there's that weird ass kid who accidentally called his social studies teacher mom one time. It was probably an accident though. Fuck! And I have no idea why, but there's something about teaching middle school that had all these teachers going through a midlife crisis. I remember one day our science teacher was teaching us about rainbows. Does anyone know what a rainbow is?
Yes, Jaden.
Refraction of light through water droplets.
Oh wow, that's right. How did you know that?
Reddit.
Oh, okay. Where did you read it?
Reddit.
Yeah, but where did you read it?
Reddit.
Jaden, I can't do this right now. Just tell me where you found this information.
Reddit?
God damn it, Jackson. You're the reason my children get their shit whooped every night.
Now, I don't know what she had going on in her life, but the way she broke down talking about beating her children to a group of 12-year-olds really gave me the impression that she shouldn't be teaching middle schoolers, bro. And I don't know who was in charge of hiring these teachers, but I also had a deaf teacher. Which, you know, is cool and all, but it did make it a little bit harder considering the fact that, you know, she was the fucking music teacher, not to mention the fact that she was also half blind. And I think the idea there was that she could somehow feel the vibrations of the guitar or something, which didn't seem to work too well considering the fact that I got a fucking A in music and I can't play the guitar for shit. But I guess I smelled good or something, I don't know. And I don't know about y'all's experiences, but I feel like kids were just mad touchy in middle school. Like, you'd be sitting in math class, minding your own business, then for no reason at all, a motherfucker would tase you in the side of the ribs. And I remember when kids first learned about these pressure points, it was all fun and games. Someone would just poke you in the ribs, like, pressure point, that tickles. Then there would be a new pressure point dropping every week. It got to the point where these 12-year-olds were hitting pressure point combinations and paralyzing your legs and shit. Hey bro, let me try this new pressure point on you.
Yeah, sure, go for it.
Ah, it tickles. And it was the same shit with this game. Like, you really couldn't trust anybody, bro. Yo, what's that on my legs?
Shit.
Got him. Oh, shit, there's a bug on you. God damn it.
Dumbass.
Oh, fuck, I just broke my leg.
Bro, I'm not stupid. You didn't just break your leg.
No, I'm serious, bro. I promise. On everything. On my entire life. I just broke my leg. Look.
Bro,
I remember I got punched so many times, my arm was on life support, it was about to fall off, like, And thinking back to middle school, there's just so many things that make me cringe, bro, but by far the cringiest of them all is the relationships, man. And believe it or not, I had my fair share of middle school relationships. I remember one day I was sitting in class and this girl came up to me and said, "Chains, I have a crush on you." And that's really all it took to have a young Chains in love. Head over heels. We went to the movies together. We went to my house and watched movies. We went to her house and we also watched movies. Now that I think about it, all we really did was watch movies. We didn't really talk that much. I mean, I didn't really have a way with my words at the age of 12. So, do you like movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like movies too. That's why we're here, at the movie theater. I also like popcorn, with the butter. It tastes, like, I like how it tastes. And one day we went to the mall and I took a good look at my girlfriend of 2 weeks and thought, man, I don't even know this girl. Like, who are you? I remember we were inside Zoomies at the time and I said, "Hey, Jessica, you're a great person and all, but I don't really think we're compatible like that. Maybe we should just break up." Which was probably the most words I've strung together during the entirety of our relationship. And she says with the straightest face, "Oh, okay." And then we proceeded to walk out of the mall and bus home together without saying a word. And I remember lying in my bed that night and thinking to myself, "Damn, I think I'm supposed to be sad right now." So I threw on my hoodie, tied it up, and watched some sad Bart Simpson edits.
Man, smoking too much, greening out, ODing on the devil's lettuce, whatever you'd like to call it, many of us have been there at least once in our lifetime. And man, I'll be the first to say it is not fun. But I do actually have a funny story about my first time greening out. I mean, it's funny now, but when it happened, I was shitting myself. So this story dates way back when I was just a young jit. I was still in 8th grade. And man, don't ask me why, but it takes place on a Thursday, on a school night. Alright, so it's a Thursday at 7 p.m. My friends and I are just headed to this girl's house. We'll call her Mary. So when me and my friends arrive at Mary's house, I quickly find out her dad is pretty chill.
"Yo, what's up?"
And you know, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. So we'll just say Mary was no stranger smoking some gas now and then. With that being said, I kinda was. I had only smoked a few times. And the times that I had smoked, it wasn't anything crazy. So walking into the Mary household, I could kinda tell we were gonna smoke. So we all just went to her room and talked for about 5 minutes until all my friends started smoking. And it was out of some strangely shaped water bottle I had never seen before. And listen, bro, it was a Thursday on a school night, so I wasn't really planning on smoking, right? But when you're in middle school, peer pressure just hits differently, bro. So there my dumbass was on a Thursday night using this weirdly shaped water bottle for the first time, knowing that I had a curfew of 9 o'clock, and I just instantly started coughing. I was definitely the least experienced out of all my friends, so I remember my homies were kinda helping me out, especially my homie Bob. Bob brought me some water and told me to let him know if it hits too hard. I told him, "Yeah, for sure, but I'm pretty sure I'm chilling," because it had already been a few minutes at this point, and it was safe to say I didn't feel anything. And after 10 minutes, I remember thinking, "I bet I'm definitely good by now. I probably just didn't have enough to actually get me high. So shit, maybe I can make it back for my 9 o'clock curfew after all." That shit hit me like Mike Tyson in his prime, bro. I don't know why no one told me this new device would have me slumped like Nate Robinson, but it's already too late at this point. My vision started to get choppy. It's like I was running 30 frames per second in real life. And of course, the dry eye starts to kick in, and I just get really hot out of nowhere. And I guess at this point, Bob could just see the panic in my face. So Bob was like, "Come with me," and he brought me to the bathroom. And bro was prepared. He threw down a pillow and a blanket and was just like, "You're gonna be alright, bro." And as he leaves me in the dark in the bathroom, I can hear from the other room, He's definitely greening out.
He's greening?
Nah, not James.
Nah, my boy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace? Bro, am I about to die right now?
But to be honest, my brain was way too fried to even care. The effects were getting worse by the minute. And as I laid there in the dark on Mary's bathroom floor, I felt my soul leave my body. I was just flying around space and, you know, traveling through the galaxy and shit. But I'm brought back to life because I felt my phone buzzing. And when I woke back up, I had no clue where I was. And then when I looked in the mirror, who the fuck is this guy? Well, I was out here putting the pieces together, trying to figure out who I am. Bob hits me with another, come with me. I got a ride so we can get you back home. But you have to act normal, okay? Okay, just get in the car. It was his older sister driving. And when I got in the car, I was stressing. Act cool, bro. Act cool. Hi, how are you? I'm not high. Fuck. She knows. And the rest of the ride was just pretty much silent. I got out of the car and I stumbled all the way over to the front door. At this point, I was praying my mom was asleep. So I called my brother to open the front door.
What's up?
Door. At this point, I'm malfunctioning. I'm trying to explain what is happening to my brother, and it pretty much just went like this. Bro, is mom awake? Bro, holy, you're gone, bruh. I'm sorry, but this is the only way. Huh? What the hell, bruh? I'm not gonna lie, the smack low-key woke me up a little bit. But still, I was way too big to be saved. But at least mom isn't awake.
Chains, get up here right now.
I'm fucked. The jig is up, bro. I slowly walk up the stairs to my inevitable doom. Still high off my ass, I walk into my mom's room and seal my fate. Yeah, bro, I got grounded for a year and a half. And when I woke up to go to school the next day, I was still baked as hell.
We are currently facing a life-threatening epidemic that is threatening the lives of many teens around the world. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay, it has been brought to my attention that there's a new strain let loose that is infecting more teens than ever. The strain is propylene glycol formaldehyde. Street name, Guava Ice. So stay safe out there and back to you, Linda.
What? Oh, shit.
Man, way back when, somewhere in Timbuktu, a Homo sapien found a plant by the name of tobacco, and for whatever reason, somewhere in this dude's caveman brain, he decided,
me, smoke, now.
And that he did. And as humans slowly evolved, smoking did too, and soon, motherfuckers went from looking all old and wise, smoking these big old pipes, to soon smoking cigars on some mafia boss shit, which turned into cigarettes. Now, back in the day, if you were stressing, Doc would prescribe you a pack of good old cigarettes. Sore throat?
Cigarettes.
Oh, you got a cough?
Here, smoke a cigarette.
But after a while, people's teeth started looking all British and shit, so they decided,
boy, I don't think these are healthy, innit?
So we decided we needed to make cigarettes better, and you know what makes everything better? The letter E. Your mail's taking too long to come in? Email. Wait, what's that? You want to play sports, but your ass at every single sport?
Esports.
Oh, you got daddy issues?
E-girl.
So of course, when people realize cigarettes are killing them...
E-cigarettes.
Man, one thing leads to another, and shit, you got yourself a Vaporizer Gen Y GTX box mod with 3 USB charging ports, a speaker, and a 6-inch LED touchscreen that can play Flappy Bird. Like, vaping is just getting a little too advanced, bro. Like, I remember one time I was chilling in the washroom with my homie Billy, and of course a motherfucker walks in with a vape. But this was no regular vape, no. This shit looked like a gadget straight out of fucking Star Wars. Yo, you wanna hit?
A hit
of your iPhone?
iPhone?
This is that eSmoke FTX 763 3rd series, my boy. Watch this. Yo, did he just hotbox the whole bathroom in one hit?
Yes the fuck I did.
And this shit's 100 Nick.
Holy shit, where did you find 100 Nick?
I ended up mixing my 50 Nick guava juice with my 50 Nick blueberry ice, and it just kind of added up to 100.
Bro, I don't think that's how it works.
Shut up, my mom's calling me.
Yo, fuck you, mom.
And that was the moment I realized there really is levels to this shit. Level 1. Level 1 is the type of dude who isn't addicted, but he'll occasionally take a hit of somebody's device. But level 2, bro's borderline addicted, but he's still in the denial phase.
Bro, are you addicted to vaping?
Addicted? Nah, I don't even vape like that, bruh.
Shit. Do 5 jumping jacks right now.
Bro, what? That's easy.
1, 2... 3, 4,
oh shit, level 3, the fiend. This motherfucker is strapped up with some nicotine at all times, and even when he has a vape in his hand, this dude will ask for yours. And God forbid, if this fiend loses his vape, this motherfucker will be stressing like he just lost his only child. A fiend without a vape is the exact equivalent of one of these purple minions. Dude will be itching for that shit, and Lord knows what that man will do for a fix. Level 4, the fiend who sells vapes. At this point, this dude's whole life revolves around vapes. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't even breathe oxygen anymore. Like, in order to breathe, they need to inhale some chemicals that I can't even spell. Which, honestly, it doesn't even say that much. Like, I can't spell a lot of shit, but what I'm trying to say is their bodies have just fully adapted in order to consume as much nicotine as possible. They breathe that shit, they drink the vape juice, and when they're hungry, shit, they just munch on the vape itself. And the worst part is they can't even run out of vapes. Like, shit, they are the plug. This motherfucker's just the CEO of getting high on his own supply. Like, dude is his own number one customer. Level 5. This motherfucker, bro, like, why do you need a LED touchscreen on your vape, bro? Like, you already have a phone.
Wait. Did you just order that pizza from your vape?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Where'd you get this from?
And don't get me started on these flavors, bro. Like, tell me why these motherfuckers can make a vape juice and call that shit early riser. And that shit literally tastes like a Wednesday at 6 a.m. Like, what the fuck type of ingredients mixed together to taste like a Wednesday at 6 a.m.? But early riser isn't even the weirdest flavor on the market. Because if you're feeling the family dinner vibes, you can get a rotisserie chicken. Flavor. Or if your breath is smelling nice and fresh, you could fuck that shit up quick with some garlic flavor juice. And they even got bacon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that shit sounds fire as fuck.
And lastly, now I don't even know if I can say this on YouTube right now, but shit, you can even get yourself some Worcestershire. But regardless, I think we all know the home of nicotine. The eternal hot box. The communal vape sesh. It's the high school bathrooms, man. You walk into one of these joints and there's at least 15 dudes hotboxing that shit at like 10 a.m. You come in trying to take a piss and now you got a head rush. You walk over to the urinals, but it's so goddamn hotbox, you start pissing all over the walls. But shit, you can't even piss on the walls in peace, man. You got that one fiend coming over to you trying to suck your device dry, and dude's so down bad for that hit that's not the only thing he'd suck dry. And listen, you may be thinking, Chains, how do you know what you know about vaping? And that's a great question. Back in the day, I was a curious little George, man. And back in grade 7, I was chilling at my friend Becky's house. And when I walked into Becky's crib, I was nothing but an innocent, curious young man. But little did I know, I would leave Becky's crib far different than I entered. So you know, me, Bob, and Billy are posted in Becky's room, and I was sitting with Becky, so Becky asked me, have you ever hit a vape before? Hell no, I hadn't, but you know I had to play it cool around Becky, so I said, yeah.
Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
And so, of course, she passes me the vape. And honestly, I didn't think this far ahead, but I was in way too deep to come clean now, so I put that shit in my mouth, and I sucked the fuck out of it. Pause. And because this was the first time anything had made contact with my lungs beside oxygen, my lungs started malfunctioning. And I was coughing up a storm. And my cool guy cover was blown, but... I had to see it through.
Oh my god, are you okay?
This shit ain't nothing for a guy like me.
Guys, I changed his dying.
And as I went on with my life, I would hit a device here and there, and eventually I even learned some tricks and shit. But one day, me and my homie had to run to catch a bus. And so we start running, but the homie doesn't even make it 100 meters, and he starts rolling on the floor, coughing up blood. And I was like, no, fuck that. And you know, man, there's a lot of questionable places on Earth, like the Bermuda Triangle or Area 51 or even this place. But none of these places can compare to the questionability of high school. And so inevitably, there's some weird ass kids in that joint. Like, you gotta be careful who you talk to, bro, cause you approach the wrong student and shit. You're getting cussed out by a pack of hyenas in social studies class. And usually I never care what other people do. Like, you do you, you know what I'm saying? But when I gotta sit through that shit for 6 hours a day, 5 days a week, shit, can you stop doing you for like 5 minutes, bro? And speaking of annoying kids, there's always that one kid in class who's constantly gargling on the teacher's meat. Like, we'll be finishing up the last class on a Friday, and of course the teacher's pet's gotta say some shit like, Mr. Cumminson, is there no homework for us to complete over the weekend?
Well, no, believe it or not, I'd rather not spend my weekend marking your shitty ass little essay, so.
But don't worry, Mr. Cumminson, I can help you mark essays all weekend long.
Whoa, isn't that against school policy?
Well, what's against school policy?
Riding Mr. Cumminson's dick with no license?
Hey, you're not allowed to swear.
And of course, the class clown. And man, I really just gotta commend him for his work. Like, it's not an easy job being the class clown. Dude threw out his entire GPA, future, and probably got his shit whooped on multiple occasions just to keep the class entertained. Like, I'll be rotting in English class, about to fall asleep, until the class clown starts cooking the teacher for no apparent reason.
And next we're looking at adjectives. Does anyone have any good examples?
Yeah, Jason.
Bald as shit.
Oh,
well,
shit.
No, that's actually three words.
No. I wasn't even using an example. You're just so goddamn bald, it's distracting.
God, hey, damn. You know what they say. The more hair I lose, the more head I get.
Stop the cat.
No. I don't think that's true, Mr. Clean. Because you got more hair than you got hoes. And that says a lot with your Caillou looking ass.
Just go to detention, man.
And you know we got the Redditor, bro. Now, don't be deceived. Redditors can come in all shapes and sizes, especially the extra large size, and even the extra large size. But regardless, they all have the same programming encoded into their brains. They're either talking about a video game or they're quoting a meme, bro. And I got a little piece of advice to any Redditors out there. I don't care how funny that shit may be in your head, if you have to verbally describe what a meme looks like, for your sake, just don't say it, bro, because I promise you that joke will not hit.
And next up we got Darren presenting a slideshow on why Elon Musk is poggers. Whenever you're ready.
Me standing in front of the class waiting to present.
You know that meme where Mike Wazowski is standing there in an awkward fashion with his hands by his side and he's got like two eyes.
Now, there really is levels to being a Redditor. And don't get me wrong, they're not all that bad, but the ones that got that I paused my game to be here tea paired up with the beer belly neck beard combo, that shit is lethal. And if you press E to interact with one of these bad boys, you'll get stuck in an endless time loop hearing about Among Us memes and hentai. Now, the band kids are like the Redditor's second cousin. Like it's all the same shit, but bro just knows how to play a tuba. Now, on the opposite side of the spectrum, we got the dudes who touch grass. The athletes. Now, I feel like these dudes got a bad reputation when it comes to the jock stereotypes from the movies. Because the ratio of athletes shoving nerds in lockers is probably like 1 in 75. And the one was most likely just having a bad day. Speaking of bad days, getting shoved in a locker really has a way of ruining your day, and you really gotta feel bad for the nerds who have to endure this type of harassment every single day. Well, actually, it's only every other Tuesday after their football practice. Yeah, but you shouldn't have to be
be shoved in a locker at all. You shouldn't have to be. That's grammatically incorrect. It's actually supposed
Man,
to be you shouldn't
shut
be.
Shut the...
There's really just three types of smart people. The first dude, you wouldn't even be able to tell bro's smart because he's just lazy as fuck. He'd be acing every test using 1% of his brain power. Like, he's got that Elon Musk potential, but shit, he just doesn't really feel like being a billionaire today. Or on the other hand, we got the weirdly political and argumentative smart dude. This guy used up all his IQ points on logic and reasoning and completely forgot to upgrade his social awareness. Because this is the kind of guy that everyone mutually agrees is just annoying as fuck. Like, you can't do shit around this dude without him trying to start an argument. Yo, Chains, you think I sink this half-court shot? Bro, there is no chance you make that shit. You are incorrect. No chance implies that statistically there is a 0% chance that it goes in, which is wrong, as others have made this exact shot before Billy. Truthfully, there's a chance for just about anything to happen, even though the chances may be slim. Well, that's cap, because there's no chance for you, bro. No chance for me to what? You gotta be more specific.
For you to get some bitches!
And some people are just smart, and they still have the ability to be a normal functioning member of society. A lot of these people are chill as fuck. Like, they can teach you shit you don't understand, carry you in group projects, and if they're goated, they can just bless you with the homework. And this is not the same is getting your homework from the class clown or the athlete, because this shit is actually correct. And next, we got the other dudes who touch grass. The stoners. Why are you looking at me? There's always a dude posted up in the back of the class who's visually fried as fuck. You'll commonly see him posted up with a snack of some sort, and you know they never forget the Bev. Now, you don't want this dude's homework, because I promise you, we will just have a bunch of doodles with some mushrooms and this graffiti S, and somehow, these motherfuckers will manage to take a multiple choice test and get every answer wrong. Like, it's actually kind of impressive when you think about it. But besides that, they're just cool people. But I'm not gonna lie, I can't really say the same about the hot Cheeto girls, bro. Like, these girls put in an effort to be as loud as possible. Like, Lord forbid, if one of these girls breaks one of their long ass nails, it doesn't matter if you sit on the opposite side of the class, you're gonna hear about it. You're also gonna hear them chewing those hot Cheetos, cause they be lip smacking like crazy. Speaking of smacking, there's always that one kid in school who simply enjoys smacking motherfuckers. And at my school, it was Jordan Johnson. And if you see my high school fights video,
that's why you don't mess with me, yo. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Or my high school dances video,
I'm Jordan Johnson.
You would know, Jordan Johnson keeps a solid ass record, but it's at the point where bros fought so many people that nobody really even fucks with them. Cause now it's like either you fought Jordan Johnson or your homies fought Jordan Johnson, and either way, it's fuck Jordan Johnson. But all bias aside, you just gotta appreciate the top tier, high value entertainment that JJ brings to the school. Like, after a long day of calculus and chemistry, there's nothing like watching a dude get Batista bombed in front of the whole school. And speaking of the whole school, 75% of the whole school are straight NPCs. And there's nothing wrong with it. It is what it is, because honestly, I love you for that. I couldn't be happier to share the school with you, my man. Cause I'm not gonna lie, I don't think I would survive a school without NPCs. The sheer amount of Redditors, hot Cheeto girls, and teachers' pets? Fuck, I'd rather be homeschooled at that point. But all jokes aside, man, every student plays a crucial part of the high school experience. So remember to appreciate everyone. High school. The only place you'll find nerds and jocks chilling in the same room. Where there's fight clubs and book clubs in the same building. Where you can find the plug selling something and the school thought giving dome all in the same bathroom. And surely one of the few places you can pursue your educational prowess and take it off that Benjamin in the same institution. High school, man. Love it or hate it, it's quite the experience. And although every single person will have a different experience at high school, there are some things you are guaranteed to encounter. Like the PE sweat, the nerd, that one strict ass teacher, the teacher's pet, the Redditor, the predator, the chill teacher, the plug, the stoner, that one motherfucker who walks like this, the class clown, the band kid, the kid who just never shows up.
The hot Cheeto girl. That one sexy ass kid who, you got all the girls and you know what I'm saying? He was like super cool. The bathroom fiend. The, oh my god, I almost failed that test. I did so bad. Oh shit, same. I got a 51%. What about you? Oh my god, I only got a 98.5. The fighter. The anime kid. And the NPCs. Every single one of these individuals make up the magical place we call high school. You come into high school merely a young, innocent, and clueless child. But you leave even more clueless than before, bro. Like when we learned about pie in math class, my dumbass thought I was in culinary arts for 2 goddamn weeks. And that is pie. Chains, are you listening? Yeah, we're learning about pie. Then recite pie. Flour, egg, some fucking blueberry. Like coming into high school as a freshman, I was thinking, I can use my high school experiences and knowledge to figure out what I'm gonna do in life. Then shit, all of a sudden I'm graduated and my brain is filled to max capacity on bullshit. So now that you're graduated, what are you gonna do with your life?
The mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
But one of the most majestic parts of high school is the bathrooms, bro. Like, it's a proven statistic that only 1 in 30 kids actually go to the bathroom to take a piss. And Lord knows what the other 29 are doing, bro. I mean, it could literally be anything from a secret fight club to a drug ring to a fucking Bible study. Like, nothing is out of the picture when it comes to high school bathrooms, bro. But the bathrooms are not the only place where some fuck shit goes down. Cause you know high school students love to see fights, so when there's the slightest hint of beef, there's a motherfucker instigating that shit. Oh shit, my bad, bro. Nah, it's all good, don't worry. Yo, personally, I wouldn't take that shit, bro. What? Nah, it's fine.
Like, he practically just called you a bitch.
Wait, really? No, it was an accident.
Wait, what's that?
Oh shit, he just said he's smoking on your grandma's pack right now. Hey, don't be talking about grams like that. Ah, shit. But tell me why, when some entertaining shit happens, I just happen to miss school that day. Like, I'll go every day of the month, but I get sick for one day? Damn, I'm glad as fuck I'm not at school right now. Yo. Holy shit, Chains, where are you?
I'm in my bed right now, why?
Ooh. Jeremy and Tom are running the ones right now.
Fuck, the one day I didn't go.
Wait, what's that in the background? Oh shit, yeah, they got Lil Uzi performing at school today.
What? Uzi's at our school?
Yeah, check it out.
Yo!
Oh, and they brought in Gordon Ramsay cooking up free lunch today as well.
What? Oh, and I almost forgot. Elon's pulling up and giving everyone Teslas.
No.
I'll see you later, man.
But listen, high school is nothing like these movies painted out to be. Like, all these movies portray the same shit, where Victoria and her goon squad make fun of Ruby, and where Chad and the football team shove Arthur in a locker. Like, I've only seen a motherfucker get shoved into a locker once in my life, and to be honest, I couldn't even see much of it. I mean, it was pretty fucking dark in that locker, bro. But for real, in high school, you don't have to worry about some big body taking your lunch money or some football kid slapping the books out of your hand. The worst thing you'll encounter on your average day at school is your local Redditor. I don't know how they do it, but somehow every joke they make is so unfunny that it just ruins my day, bro. Do you smell that?
Yeah, Jeremy. That's what happens when you don't shower in 2 months.
No, it smells like sussy baka. Like Among Us. But not to confuse Redditors with Discord mods. I mean, they're pretty much the same thing, but Discord mods shower even less. To be honest, there is truly only one thing mustier than a Discord mod, and that's the cafeteria food, bro. I mean, this food is completely and utterly ass. Like, somehow these motherfuckers manage to get the food cold and the drinks warm. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? And my high school would serve some daily specials, and to be honest, that shit was unidentifiable. Like, you'd see this pile of mysterious substance, and I'd ask the person who made it what it is, like, what's the special today?
You're holding it right now, dumbass.
No, but like, What is it? Oh, I don't fucking know. And my school refused to pay people to make good food, so they had students making all the food. So you'd be eating a burger and look up at the person making them, and they'd just be casually scratching their ass. And even with all this free labor, tell me how these motherfuckers have the audacity to be charging $6 for 3 chicken strips, bro. That's $2 for one small, soggy piece of... some shit that's probably not even chicken. I mean, that shit is a robbery. And speaking of robbery, the high school change rooms are shockingly similar to Detroit. And we all know, you can't have shit in Detroit. Like, if you leave anything not locked up, it's gone, bro. Your iPhone, gone. $5, finessed. 2-week-old rotten sandwich. Someone's taking that shit. And to be honest, even if you lock that shit up, it's still at high risk. But like, let me paint the picture a little bit. This is PJ. PJ locks all his beloved belongings in his good old PE locker before heading to play some soccer. After scoring a hat trick, PJ comes back to the change room to reacquire his belongings, only to find out someone took PJ's whole goddamn locker. PJ was devastated. Until he remembers, he can check the school's security cameras.
Yeah, take a look.
Yeah, take that shit, take that. Yeah, we'll.
PJ never got his shit back. Now, I don't know about your guys' high schools, but mine was equipped with security cameras everywhere, covering every square inch of the school. But these cameras had the resolution of a fucking toaster. Like, you could have a motherfucker commit a heinous crime. He could proceed to put his face in the camera, state his government name, address, and date of birth, and you would still have no clue who did it, bruh. And of course, the teachers. Teachers have the ability to make or break your high school experience. So real quick, let me go over some of the teachers you will encounter in high school. The angry teacher. The chill teacher. The lazy ad teacher. The funny ad teacher. The teacher who doesn't know how to teach shit. Miss Cakenson. The teacher who wants to be the chill teacher, but shit just doesn't work. That teacher that plays videos all class. The gym teacher with several allegations. The weird science teacher. And the teacher who subscribed to Chains for Real. Wow, what a G. And that's high school in a nutshell. There's a lot of awkward things in life, like the handshake fist bump dilemma, or waving back to someone who is waving to the dude behind you, or the U2 situation. Enjoy your meal, sir. Thanks, you too. Actually, wait, no. But on this long list of things that will keep you up at night, I feel like school dances lands itself in the top 3, bro. Cause it's like, is it a party or is it a school event? Are we hitting the Dougie or are we just standing awkwardly in the corner? There's just too many questions, bro. Like another question, who the fuck hired this guy to be the DJ? Like, I don't know how much they pay this dude, but it can't be anything over $50. I remember at my first middle school dance, I seen the DJ walk in with all his gear and shit and I thought, damn, look at those big ass speakers. This dude knows what he's doing for sure. Hey, Stickman Middle, are we ready to turn up?
Yeah.
Let's go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, let's go. So I walk over there to give bro some song requests that he so desperately needs, and as I walk up to this dude's expensive ass setup, I look down at his laptop and this motherfucker's on Spotify and he's moving around the volume slider like he's doing some shit. Like, bro, I could have done this shit for free. Nah, trust me, bro. I know what I'm doing, dude.
Want a break from the ads?
Now, to be honest, it was really the middle school dances that had me fucked up. Like, you took a bunch of self-conscious, prepubescent little kids and threw on some music and told them to dance with each other. Like, shit, of course they're gonna start hitting those Fortnite emotes, bro. That's all they know how to do. Like, these grade sixes are fresh out of elementary school. There's no way you'll catch one of these youngins asking a girl to dance. Like, they're still scared of catching cooties, bro. Or what about the grade sevens? These kids were straight menaces. Like, I remember at my grade 7 dance, there was a duo. We'll call them Greg and Roderick. Greg and Roderick would run up on some unsuspecting students, and Greg would slide behind them on his hands and knees, and Roderick would casually strike up a conversation. And just when the poor guy was expecting it least, Roderick would shove his ass, causing the unsuspecting victim to trip and eat shit. And they went around to damn near everyone pulling this shit, until one time they messed with the wrong dude. Hey bro, it's just a prank.
Now, grade 8. These boys are damn near in high school. They don't dance. It'll ruin their street cred, bruh. Instead, they prefer mosh pits. Rap, EDM, fucking smooth jazz. It doesn't matter what song. These grade 8s will be relentlessly jumping up and down for no apparent reason. And soon, these grade 8s will turn into freshmen. All that street cred they once had, gone. If you push one of these freshmen into the middle of a dance circle, he'll stress so hard, he'll start malfunctioning and hit those fucking Fortnite dances again. Now, grade 10s. Most of these grade 10s are a little self-conscious, but if you throw one of them into the dance circles...
Let's go, Michael!
Whoa, let's see it,
dude. Let's go!
Guys, what? I don't know how to dance.
Let's go, Michael!
Well, I guess I can bust out a few dance moves. All of a sudden, dude's got moves like Jagger. Come to find out, bro's been practicing for this moment in his room for months. So once these grade 10s soon become sophomores, those YouTube tutorials start paying off for real. And if they're lucky, they might even catch some cooties, bro. And these seniors just simply don't give a fuck.
Bro, watch this. I'm about to hit the worm.
What? You know how to hit the worm?
No.
Damn. And I'm not done flaming this fucking DJ. Like, this dude be leaving my balls more blue than Squidward paws. These bitches lost. Is that lo-fi? And then out of nowhere, really quick, the DJ will throw on some heat and it'll have everybody turning up. But just as fast as Pop Smoke got that shit jumping, Ed Sheeran shut that bitch right back down. Like, mixing drill with the Shape of You has to be some sort of felony, bro. Like, tell me this dude deserves to roam the streets freely after pulling some shit like that. In fact, funny story, I had seen the DJ after the dance in the parking lot one time and we walked up and we jumped the fuck out of him. Alright, but not all DJs were out here committing war crimes on my ears. Like, you know the DJ was onto some shit when he got the students and the teachers turning up. Like, you play the right song and these teachers will forget they're on chaperoning duty. Shit, even the principal will start wilding out. Once you got the right song playing, motherfuckers will get hype over anything. Like, remember how hype it was when someone would land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? Shit, remember how hype it was when someone didn't land a flip in the middle of a mosh pit? These motherfuckers were excited as ever, like they didn't just witness a dude snap his neck. Poor guy's probably getting trampled down there. Rest in peace. Sacrificed his life for a few Snapchat memories. But you know that one song, that when the DJ throws that hoe on, everybody knows what to do. Motherfuckers will run in from the bathroom, teachers will hop in, the Redditors will hop off the bleachers, and the school dance will be looking like something straight out of High School Musical, bro. Speaking of High School Musical, back in the day, I knew a dude named Troy. I fucked with Troy, but let's just say, he had a little bit of a lean gut. He was built like T Grizzly. Nah, fuck that. He was built like DJ Khaled. And I remember this dude Troy was just coming off a school suspension, but for whatever reason at the dance, this motherfucker must have been looking for another one. Cause Troy came up to me talking about how he was gonna beat Jordan Johnson's ass at the dance tonight, and honestly, I ain't believing him. So once the dance came around, he was beefing JJ every chance that he got, until soon JJ wasn't gonna stand for it. Now, a school dance is simply the best time for a school fight to take place. For the dude who wins. For the dude who loses, you literally have every single motherfucker in your school gathered in one place to get several different 4K angles of you getting pieced up. So Troy was really putting everything on the line here because JJ was known for handing out whoopings like food stamps. But to be fair, Troy loved food. Regardless, JJ wasn't scared. In fact, he threw the first punch. Boom. But Troy ate that shit like a Wendy's 4-for-4 combo. And instantly, the entire school gathered in a circle. The circle was so big, there was no escaping. They were gonna have to fight to the death. But the DJ was so locked in that he was completely oblivious to what was happening. He was playing some happy-go-lucky ass shit.
Oh shit! Ooh! Damn!
Yeah.
Get his ass!
Let's go!
Beat his
go
ass, Troy. JJ! Yo, I'm Jordan Johnson!
Now, the moral of that story is, don't get into a fight at the school dance. Unless you know you're gonna win. Now, on another note, asking someone to dance is a very important topic when it comes to school dances. Now, girls, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. I've never asked a dude to dance before. But boys, shit, I can't help you either. I'm like 0-for-15 with this shit. But I do know someone who can. I'm talking about the homie Bob.
So Bob, how do you ask a girl to dance? Watch and learn. Is this motherfucker moonwalking right now? Oh shit. Oh, what the fuck? Is the worst thing you can get hit with when smoking. And coming from a greening out connoisseur, I can tell you there are many different things you'll experience when ODing on that Zaza. I mean, greening out can range anywhere from a zooted panic attack all the way to seeing yourself in third person. And of course, if you go way too far, GURPing may occur. But let's start it off on a light note. When greening out, you may convince yourself you're about to fucking die. Now, I know that might sound very bad, but trust me, it's even worse than you would think. Like, this is the type of greenout that will have you fallen to your knees in a Wendy's bathroom. The type of greenout that will have you repenting your sins. And the type of greenout that will have your life flashing before your eyes. Now, after a careful examination, I have determined this greenout is caused by combining an excessive amount of Mary Jane with negative thoughts. This circumstance causes a chemical reaction in the brain scientifically known as getting so zooted you convince your dumbass you're about to die syndrome. And I'm just gonna summarize the experience so you never have to experience it. So you take too many chops out of the... Because let's be real, it's always the chops. Then you begin to realize you got way too high. Everything starts lagging and you're on about 5 FPS. So you convince yourself that your time is up. And so you just lie there waiting for your impending doom that never actually happens. Another thing you may experience after cheaping too much keef is something I like to call a factory reset. Now, I don't know the science behind this one, but for whatever reason, after smoking too much grass, that shit just starts hacking your brain and it hits you with that factory reset. I mean, all your past experiences, lessons, and most cherished memories straight deleted. You forget your name, your address, the ability to stand up. Now, this is usually the point you'll get hit with that Kush coma. And if you aren't familiar with the term Kush coma, it's when the Kush puts you in a coma. Now, for me at least, the one time I was put in a Kush coma, I didn't have a normal dream. No, I was put into a dream so realistic where I was just some middle-aged dude working a 9-to-5 with a wife and kids. But this dream did not last a normal dream length. It deadass felt like I lived this middle-aged motherfucker's life for a month. And when I woke up, I didn't know what was real. Now, I need to say this third experience will undoubtedly kill a sizable amount of brain cells. So with that being said, when you whiz way too much Khalifa, that shit is an out-of-body experience. Like, you'll be chilling, walking around, then all of a sudden that shit hits, and you're seeing yourself in third person. Yo, what the fuck? Now, I've tried to do a scientific analysis on this shit, but to be quite frank, that shit literally makes no sense. Like, who the fuck put the camera up there for you to be able to see yourself in third person? Okay, but anyway, it doesn't stop there. This change in your POV leads to an existential crisis. And through this existential crisis, you find the answer to life. However, when you go to communicate your new groundbreaking findings to the homies, it just sounds like this.
Bob.
Oh shit, he's alive.
Bob.
The stars, the trees, us, our family, we are life.
Billy,
I think Chains is greening. And let me tell you, greening out and lying face down on the floor go hand in hand. Like, you've never truly experienced greening out if you weren't looking like Neymar in the World Cup on some hardwood floor. Speaking of lying on the floor, this next level of greening out will have you becoming one with the floor. And I like to call it The hyperbolic time chamber. Now, if you go Super Saiyan on that gas, it will hit you harder than Chris Breezy sending your high ass into the hyperbolic time chamber. 1 hour in the hyperbolic time chamber is equivalent to 1 minute in the outside world. This shit will have you feeling like you've been laying on the ground for 7 days straight. And your thoughts just get stuck in this endless loop like, damn, I need some cereal right now. Wait, I've been lying on this floor for forever, bruh. I'm gonna fucking die in this infinite loop. Wait, loop? Loop like Cheerios? Damn, I need some cereal right now. It's essentially like a fever dream in real life, but even longer. Okay, but for this last level of greening out, I need to say, please do not get this zooted. Because if you do, you will probably notice a sizable drop in your IQ, and you may even get brain time. Fuck. So with that being said, if you do more chops than Bruce Lee, you will experience a pain I would not wish on my worst enemy. A pain worse than stubbing your toe, worse than hitting your funny bone, and even worse than finding out your girl has your homie's Wi-Fi password. And this is the pain I call ODing on the devil's lettuce. Now, ODing on the devil's lettuce is pretty much all of the above combined into one horrible, agonizing pain. Not only do you think you're gonna die, but you forget your name, eat shit on hardwood floor, see in third person, and on top of all of that, time is in slow motion. And with all this going on, you're pretty much on 1 HP and your body is fighting to survive. And this is the point where you start throwing up and you are stuck in this infinite loop of death for what seems like an eternity. So don't green out, it's bad. Bro, in life, there's so many things you can cheat on. Like, you can cheat on your diet, you can cheat on your girlfriend, you can cheat on your barber, you can cheat on your girlfriend with your barber. Shit, you can even cheat on your taxes. So compared to everything else, cheating on a little math test is not that bad. Like, compared to your taxes, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit.
Hey, we've all cheated on our barber, but you cannot cheat on this math test.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro. I know we've all cheated on our girl, but you cheated on me, dog.
Oh, shit.
Babe, I know we cheated on our taxes, but you cheated on me?
Oh, shit.
Listen, in our entire lifespan, we've all cheated on something. Whether it's a game of Uno, your girlfriend, or your other girlfriend, it's usually not worth it, because congratulations, bro, you won the game of Uno, but now you have to look yourself in the mirror knowing you're a cheater and a liar that has 3 Uno cards up his ass. But when it comes to school tests, cheating is 100% worth it, bro. And I'm not condoning cheating at all, but let's just think about this logically. Like, why are we at school in the first place? We're at school to learn things and skills that we can use in real life. Now, are we really using trigonometry in real life? Well, effectively, this depends on what career.
Hell nah, bro. It was a rhetorical question. We are not using trigonometry.
But you know what we will use? Creative thinking, communication, social awareness, logic and reasoning, and most definitely our fucking phones. All 5 of which are strongly developed through the act of cheating on a school test. And on top of becoming a better human, better grades, it's the ultimate win-win. Your teacher feels like they did a good job teaching, your parents think they didn't raise a dumbass, and if you're good enough at cheating, you might just fuck around and get into Harvard. But once again, I am not condoning cheating, you know, just throwing that out there, you know. But yeah, as I was saying, you shouldn't cheat, right? Like, it's bad. Cheating is not good, but you do know what they say. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Facts!
Yeah.
Wait, no. What? What?
So if cheating in school is so valid, why doesn't everyone do it? And that's because if you get caught... Let me tell you, bro. This story takes place in grade 9 when me, Bob, and Billy were some straight freshmen, bro. And coming into high school, you get your shit absolutely clapped by double the workload. But lucky for me, Bob and Billy were both in my math class, which meant we had triple the studying power. But we also had triple the fucking around power, and we used that shit to its maximum capacity, bro. But you know what they say, the more you fuck around, the more you find out. And when we got our first test back, shit, we found out. We found out we're a bunch of dumbasses who are about to fail grade 9 math, and we couldn't let that shit happen. So for the next test, we studied extremely hard. Off George's math test during the test. I mean, we were cheating with maximum efficiency. Like, we had a whole assembly line where Bob would look at George's test, throw up the number, and Billy would pass it along. And all of a sudden, our grades are making the meanest comeback Mr. Mathinson had ever seen. I mean, life was great. We went to school, cheated, played some Fortnite, succeeded, browsing history, deleted, and then repeated. I mean, we were just living life with no worries until...
The polynomials test.
I walked into this test thinking, I know what a polygon is, I should be chilling. And when the teacher handed out the test, I was bewildered to see all these fucking letters on my test. Like, is this math class or English, bruh?
Yeah, I think I got the wrong sheet.
Huh? No, yeah, no, that's the right test.
Well, what's the deal with this?
I mean, that's just polynomials.
Dog, I can name every single polygon, but who the fuck wrote Elon Musk's son name on my goddamn math question?
Yeah, chains. That's what we call a variable. It's called a variable.
Yeah, I know. I know that. And I knew it before you said it, too. Because we learned about it in class.
Yeah, right. Right.
Now, this would have been extremely bad if we didn't have the ultimate method we like to call George. Because George was one of those dudes who loved studying. Like, he'd wake up and go to school, then come home and study till he dropped, bro. Like, if you kidnapped George's whole family and told him you'd only give them back if he answered this equation, this motherfucker would just be happy he got more homework, bro. And because of this, we had a little deal going with George. If he let us cheat off his math test, we would teach him how to be a normal dude. We were teaching this kid how to dap someone up, how to use slang, and all I'ma say is, this motherfucker should have just stuck to math, bro. Yo, Chains, sauce me a bite, big dog.
I got you.
Shit, Chains, you just busted in my throat, gang.
Hey, yo.
George, what you just said right there sounded gay as hell. Type shit. So as I was saying, I'm looking at this math test with more letters than numbers, and it would have been raps for me if it wasn't for the George method. So I'm looking at Billy, Billy's looking at Bob, and Bob's looking at George's test, and we're absolutely flying through this polynomials test. And about halfway through, I look up to get the next answer, and I get jump scared by Mr. Mathinson mean mugging my shit. And you can see it in his eyes. He knew exactly what was going down, and he took me, Billy and Bob's tests and took us to the hallway.
What do you guys think you're doing?
Polygon. I'm pretty sure it's like Paul.
Why did I see you three throwing up your fingers during our test?
Well, you see, Mr. Mathinson, we're gang affiliated. No, bro, what? What the fuck?
All right, you three, cut the shit. I caught you cheating. All three of you are getting zeros on this test, and I don't want to see it happen again, or I'm contacting your parents.
All right, it won't happen again. You're right. We're not in a gang, by the way.
Yeah, I know, buddy.
Well, shit.
Yo, what happened to you jits? Are you chilling?
Bro, Mr. Mathinson caught us lacking real bad. Yeah, he gave us all zeros on the test.
Holy shit, it sounds like Mr. Mathinson just absolutely railed you guys. No cap.
And all three of us proceeded to absolutely shit the bed on all of our next tests. And it was at the point where our grades were on life support and our math final was coming up. So if we didn't get our shit together for this final, our parents were about to put us on life support with that leather
belt.
So we put our cheating ways in the past and locked in, bro. We were focused in class, and after we went to Bob's crib and kept studying there. And then it clicked. We all finally understood polynomials. And so the next day we walked into class confidently, knowing we were equipped with hours of studying. We lock in, sit down, and then the teacher gives us our test. And as soon as we lay our eyes on that very first question of the test, we were fucked. Now don't get me wrong, we could do polynomials all day long, but we forgot this was a final. Meaning we forgot to study numeracy, exponent laws, rational numbers, linear relations, inequalities, geometry, probability, and statistics, and in other words, we didn't know shit. And before I can even make eye contact with the boys to tell them I'm fucked, these motherfuckers are already hopping back on the George method. And listen, bro, as you can tell, I'm no mathematician, and I did not study probability or statistics. But from what I'm seeing at this very moment, I have two options. I can do the test legitimately and have a 99% chance of failing grade 9 math and getting my shit whooped while simultaneously having my entire family realize they raised a dumbass who won't go anywhere in life and is destined to draw Stickman for all of eternity, or I could cheat. So we're out here hitting the George method, and I'm being extra careful, cause if we get caught lacking twice, it's complete and utter raps for us, bro. So we're grinding out the method, then the teacher looks up, boom, we're locked in on our own tests. He puts his head down, back to the method. And there was a few times in there I thought we were cooked, but we just kept it pushing. But still, we were low-key running out of time, and I had a whole page to complete. And God bless this random ass dude's soul, cause he raises his hand to ask a question, and as soon as the teacher turns his back on us, it's crunch time, bro. It's like double XP right now. Bob was out here throwing up these numbers so goddamn fast, I thought he turned crip for a second. And then the bell went off, and we were all done. Done, bro. We hand in our test, and then it was time to wait. A few classes go by, and then the teacher hands out our math finals alongside our report cards. And nervous as hell, we all check our report cards, and we all passed, bro. So we all go home happy as hell to show our parents our report cards and the fact that we passed. Chains, you got a 54 in math? Yup, mom, I sure did. You raised one hell of a smarty pants. Oh, fuck. But at the end of the day, even if we all got our shit whooped, maybe the real treasure is the friends we made along the way. Yo, homies, I'm bricked up right now.
Oh, no.
Okay, Chains, welcome to your first day at Jim Jordan's. These are our new product, Bieber Bites. Just smile and remember.
The customer is always right.
I could do that. All right, I'll leave you to it. hey, sir,
hey,
what can
there.
I...
Can I get some Bieber Bites?
Yeah, how many?
All right, how about this? Hey, let me get a pack of Justin Bieber's balls.
Funny, yeah, how many do you want?
Hey, let me get a pack of Bieber's sack.
Okay, yeah, how many, bro?
let me get a taste of Justin Bieber's wiener.
Back in my day, I used to work at a fast food place called Jim Jordan's. Now, for legal reasons, this is not Tim Hortons, okay? It has J's and shit, like, they don't even look that similar, bruh. But honestly, working at Jim Jordan's, I felt like Johnny Sins, the way I'd put on my uniform and go to work just to get the soul sucked out of me, bruh. And instead of dealing with a bunch of fat asses, I'm dealing with a bunch of fat asses talking about...
Alright, so I ordered an extra large BLT with ranch, extra bacon, no veggies, and I only got 5 strips of bacon. I want a new one.
Where's the sandwich?
I ate it.
Of course you did, bruh. Like, you do not need more food. I don't think your arteries could compensate for any more bacon.
No. My doctor said I'm in shape.
I mean, yeah, bro. You're in the shape of a circle. I mean, I don't even know how you made it through the door. Oh, shit. Damn. Now, believe it or not, I was a Jim Jordan's Hall of Fame employee. Shit, I was the best in that whole goddamn establishment, bro. And no, it's not because I was the sexiest, hardest working, strongest, most intelligent dude they'd ever seen. It's because everyone else was ass, bro. On the drive-thru, we had the Indian homie Dilpreet, and the only English he knew was the Jim Jordan's menu, bruh.
Welcome to Jim Jordan's, what can I get for you?
Hey, just give me a moment.
I give you donut.
No, I need time to think.
You need chai, tea, drink?
No, can you wait or not?
Okay, one tater tot.
No, wait.
You want 8?
No, okay, stop it, you know what?
Okay, chocolate donut.
Then over making the food, we had this sweet 83-year-old lady, Linda, who was 20 years too old to be doing this shit.
Okay, Chance, here's the cheese bagel.
Thank you, Linda. But, this is the ninth cheese bagel you've given me in 20 minutes.
Oh, my good gracious. I'm sorry. Oh, what's this? Oh, cheese bagel coming right up.
And overworking the counter, we had Sebastian. Now, don't get me wrong. Sebastian was a really nice guy, but he had a little hint of the tism, you know? He had a lot of the tism. Like, it was more like the tism had a hint of Sebastian. Which is cool, of course, but it did mean that he would absolutely yap at every single customer who came in the store. Shit, I'll never forget this one time a girl came in the store and just ordered a muffin, like,
"Welcome to Jimmy's, what can I get for you?"
"Hey, can I just get a fruit explosion muffin?" Can you guess what Sebastian said next, bruh? Maybe your total is 175? Cash or card?
For here or to go?
None of the above, bruh. The sentence that came out of this motherfucker's mouth was,
"A food explosion muffin?
Yes, please."
That sounds an awful lot like a hate crime to me.
Can I get my muffin, please?
Do you get it?
I get it.
Okay, listen. It's like,
you really
okay,
don't need to explain.
Explosion, okay.
Sorry, you don't,
it's like if you,
you
took
need,
a bunch no. of gay people.
So that's Sebastian. And over on drinks, we had this dumbass 15-year-old who's always spilling and shit. That was me. Yeah, that was me. I was ass too, but like, I was still the best by default though. So the point is, our Jim Jordan's crew was looking like a group of clumsy villains from a Disney movie. But just because we were all really ass at our jobs doesn't mean we were useless. Cause if there's one thing we knew how to do, it was making people's days even worse than they already were. You pull up to our drive-thru all happy, just wanting a small coffee? Shit, you're leaving with a small hot tea and some suppressed anger you'll probably bring home and let out on your wife and children. You pull up to our drive-thru just wanting a breakfast sandwich? You're leaving with nothing, because we ran out of eggs and cheese and bread and the breakfast and the sandwich. You pull up to our drive-thru pissed off, complaining about how there's not enough mayo in your wrap? Bro, you're leaving with a wrap filled with super special secret Sebastian sauce. So I'm sure you could probably tell, but we had to do a lot of customer service and talk our way out of a lot of mistakes. And by we, I mean me, bruh. I was the designated customer service dude, cause before it was me, it was Dilpreet, and that shit would usually go some like,
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit."
"A nut?"
"Yes, someone busted a nut in my goddamn food."
"You want a donut?"
"No!"
And then before Dilpreet, it was Linda.
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit."
"Oh my heavens, that's horrible. I'm sorry, I'll get you a refund right away."
"Ah, thank you. Hello?"
Welcome to Jim Jordan's. What can I get for you?"
"God damn it."
And before Linda, it was Sebastian.
"Hey, I just took a bite out of my chicken wrap, and it literally tastes like someone busted a nut in that shit." "Oh yeah, that was me."
Now, of course, our elite Jim Jordan's crew had a manager,
Magnus.
Now, Magnus was strict as hell, but she would only show up like once a month. But whenever she did show up, she was running this Jim Jordan's like it was the military or some shit. Cause usually I'd be 54 minutes into my 30-minute break playing Clash Royale. But when Magnus was there, bruh, shit, I'd clock into my break, make eye contact with her, shit my pants, and then clock right back out. She was so intimidating that whenever she would show up, I would never spill a drink. Sebastian used real mayo. Dilpreet spoke fluent English, and Linda would be so stressed out, she'd forget to forget. She was running this place so much like the military, she had my ass waking up at 4:30 every day. And when Magnus was teaching me to do customer service, she really loved to say,
"The customer is always right."
So of course I listened, but it was low-key a crazy statement, because honestly, the customer is never right, bro. It doesn't even matter what we're talking about. It could be like, "Hey, how you doing?" "Hey, I'm doing good, can't complain. I mean, it's a nice sunny day outside and all." "Damn, this chicken wrap is good as hell. I am 100% sure nobody busted a nut in this." And I don't know about you, but I personally have never complained about my fast food order, ever. I usually just get my order, check the bag, realize instead of a Big Mac, they gave me a McChicken with a bite taken out of it, cut my losses, and I keep it pushing. But some of these motherfuckers in the Jim Jordan's drive-thru come in like you just murdered their entire family and then took a shit in their coffee.
Oh shit.
"Hey you, there's not enough sugar in my fuck fucking coffee.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry about that. Do you want me to add more sugar in?
No, this is unbelievable.
Now, I swear these angry customers love to throw around the word unbelievable. But I'm not gonna lie, we forgot to put sugar in your coffee. It's pretty fucking believable, bruh. I mean, look at the staff. We're getting paid minimum wage. The guy who took your order doesn't speak English. The guy who made your order's a 15-year-old running off 2 hours of sleep. And the rest of our staff is playing fucking patty cake. You're lucky we even had enough brain cells to get you the coffee. And I'ma be honest, it was a blessing that I was broke as shit and really needed that job. Cause if I didn't, I would've crashed out for sure.
Hey, some dumbass forgot to put cheese in my fucking grilled cheese.
Aw, hell no. Yo, Linda, you hear this ungrateful piece of shit?
Oh, hell no. You keep running your mouth, I'm about to grill your cheese, bitch.
What the fuck is your old ass gonna do?
Not talk shit about Linda.
And I busted in your sandwich last week.
Wait, what?
Oh,
yo.
Shit.
Ooh.
Damn.
That's why you don't mess with me. Yo, I'm Jordan Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, why did you beat Kyle's ass?
Mr. Principal, I never touched Kyle. In fact, I've never seen this kid my entire life.
How do you presume he received a concussion, 2 broken ribs, a black eye, a broken nose, and a dislocated shoulder?
I mean, he must have fallen down the stairs or something.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, how do you explain this?
Yeah.
That's why you don't mess with me. I'm Jordan Johnson.
But I mean, you got the wrong Jordan Johnson.
Then what happened to your knuckles there?
Shit, these ain't even my knuckles. Listen, I am not one to condone violence, but I'm not gonna lie. School fights are a major part of the high school experience. I mean, there's something about a good old school brawl that just boosts students' morale. Like, there is nothing that gets you through the rest of the day like some kid getting his ass beat in front of the entire school. And truthfully, it's just a community building experience because it gives everyone something to talk about.
Yo, did you see the fight?
Yeah, bro. Kyle got his shit rocked. Wait, are you guys talking about the fight? Yeah, bro. Man, Kyle got fucked up, dude. Overall, in school fights, everyone wins. Like, the fighter gets some respect, and the crowd gets some entertainment. It's a win-win. What about me? But tell me why, when a fight breaks out, the entire school will be recording, but not one person can get a good video. It's like when a fight breaks out, every motherfucker recording starts having severe hand spasms. I mean, as the person recording the fight, you literally have one job. To record the fight. Damn, I just missed it. What happened? Oh, well, lucky for you, I recorded the entire thing from start to finish on my brand new Samsung. Check it out. Did anyone else record the fight? Oh, shit, yeah, I did on my brand new iPhone 14 that actually records in 4K. Okay, bet.
Ooh. Oh, damn.
Let's go, JJ.
That's why you don't mess with me. But bro, this is just a video of your face for 8 minutes straight. And watching some of these fights are funny as hell. Because some motherfuckers will come in swinging like KSI. Some motherfuckers are out here thinking they're Daniel LaRusso. And some motherfuckers should just not be fighting. Which is honestly the best part. Because where else could you catch a 6'5", 250-pound big body scrapping some 5'2 nerd? Like, the UFC would never let that shit slide. Plus, you get to watch it all for free. But me personally, I've never gotten into a school fight. But don't get me wrong, if someone wanted to catch these hands, I could hit them with the little knuckle sandwich, if you know what I mean. But truth be told, I could never lose a fight. Not because I know how to fight, but because for Bob, shit was on sight. And trust me, you don't fuck with Bob. Bob's got a better record than Floyd Mayweather. And I even heard one time he got into a little altercation with Mike Tyson. All I'ma say is, he dealt with him. But with that being said, we all know that one kid in school who was born to simply beat people's ass. Like, this dude's life purpose was to run people's fade. And of course, I had someone like this at my school. He was the type of dude who had nothing to lose, so he would instigate a fight wherever he could. We'll just call him Jordan. And honestly, he was holding a solid record. I mean, he was probably 12-0. But one day, Jordan picked on the wrong kid.
"Hey, nerd, take off those stupid glasses." And Bob was a man of little words, so Jordan's buffoonery did not faze him. "Hey, nerd, I said take off those stupid glasses. Hey, stop ignoring me." And without saying a word, Bob just ended Jordan's whole career. And ever since that day, nobody messed with Bob.
That's why you don't mess with me. I'm Jordan Johnson.
Yo, you can live the rest of your life without breathing. What? No, you need to breathe. Hey, watch and learn, my friend. Oh, shit. Would you look at that? Okay, class, today we're gonna be studying atoms. Yes, Chains. If we're made out of atoms, and we're studying atoms, does that mean atoms are studying themselves?
Chains, are you high?
No.
No.
Damn. You know how everyone says, "Oh, I took a shit. No, you never take a shit. You leave it.
Yo, guys, I just took the meanest shit I've ever seen.
Hell yeah. Bro, isn't it crazy that you can imagine what it would feel like to lick any object you look at? Bro, what? Why are you looking at my balls like that?
Oh, hell no.
You know what I just realized?
Yeah, what?
Walking around with one crowbar is much more suspicious than walking around with three crowbars. Bro, is that your car?
Oh, shit.
Yo, this burger is busting in my mouth right now, bro. I know, this shit is scrumptious. The ham, it's just exquisite.
Mm-hmm. But wait, ham? There's no ham in the burger.
It's a hamburger, dumbass. Of course there's ham in the burger.
No, the patty, it's made out of beef.
Bruh, that's like saying a hot dog isn't made out of a dog, for Pete's sake.
Damn, your eye is shit. Okay, when I say sun, do you think of day or night? Obviously the day, that's when the sun's out.
Okay, makes sense.
But what if I were to tell you that you see more suns in the sky at night than you do in the day?
Whoa.
You are hereby sentenced to 35 years in jail for repeatedly kicking a pregnant woman.
Objection, Your Honor.
When you really think about it, everyone in this room has repeatedly kicked a pregnant woman before. Even you, Your Honor.
Fuck.
Holy shit. Horses are naysayers.
Sir, I am very sorry to inform you the STD results came back and you are positive for chlamydia, gonorrhea, trichomoniasis, syphilis, chlamydia, herpes, HPV, HIV, and chlamydia again. Somehow you got 3 cases of chlamydia.
Damn, you know what that made me realize?
That you should wear a condom?
Nah, life is a sexually transmitted disease that will 100% lead to death.
Damn right. Sir, you got 3 days to live.
You ever think about how old cars are looked at like, look at this dude's old ass car. He's broke as shit. Damn, at least my car isn't as old as this dude's. Holy shit, this guy's car is a shitbox. Damn. But look at that vintage car. Wow, that guy's car is insanely old. He's gotta be a millionaire. What the fuck? Is that Fred Flintstone?
Whether we like it or not, we were all once inside some balls.
Facts.
I'm talking in the testes. Damn. I'm talking in the family jewels. Yeah. I'm talking in the nut storage. That's I'm talking crazy. In the semen spheres.
God damn, Todd's really laying down some mean pipe over there. You know, Todd beating down those doonies really got me thinking. Most people are made in a bed, born in a bed, and die in a bed. Damn.
Bro,
stairs were made to make a really big fall into a bunch of small falls.
Oh,
shit, are you good? You know, someone probably still gotcha knows from years and years ago. Gotcha knows, give it back. It's me. What do you mean? It's me. I am the one who gotcha knows.
Wait, are you serious?
Yes. Dude, give it back. Or what? Give it back. No, it's my nose now. You gotta eat the frog. No, just eat the frog.
Nope, one bite.
Not doing it.
You just gotta try it.
I'm not eating the frog.
It tastes like chicken.
Your mama tastes like chicken.
Come on, it's tradition. You have to eat the frog.
Damn, traditions are really just dead people peer pressuring us. Eat the frog, pussy. That's why you're dead, bitch. Listen, I just can't wrap my brain around it.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you tell me why the fuck we park on the driveways and we drive on the parkways? On
it makes no sense.
Hey, Alexa, order some extra large magnums real quick.
No, we both know you get absolutely zero bitches.
Alexa,
you
Alexa,
got
stop.
No reason
stop.
On top of
Alexa,
you and I both know
Alexa,
you are
shut
a size
up.
Small condom boy.
Bro, over the next generation, we're gonna see a serious decline in the number of people who are named Alexa.
Damn.
Wow, that's quite a beautiful birdhouse right there.
Yeah, do you think it's made out of wood?
Oh yeah, for sure. And where does wood come from?
Fuck do you mean, where does wood come from? It comes from a tree.
Exactly. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
People cut down birds' houses
to make bird houses.
Oh, the fuck?
Yeah, I meant people cut down bird houses to make bird houses.
As you get older and older, a life sentence continues to become less threatening.
Yo, there's probably a point where you just don't give a fuck.
Put the money in the bag, bitch.
I hereby sentence you to a life sentence in prison.
3 days later.
Whoops.
Okay. How the fuck did somebody look at all these rocks and trees and shit and just think, yeah, I can make a Wi-Fi out of this. Why is it a chair, bro? Someone tell me why it's a chair.
You see, the word chair actually originates from the word cathedra, which is a combination of Latin words that mean sit and down. Incidentally, the word cathedral got its name as it is the seat or chair of the bishop.
Damn, this sandwich is about to go crazy, bro. Wait, that sandwich would hit way harder if we smoked before you eat it.
Oh, okay, yeah, you right.
A few moments later.
Damn. What? Damn! My sandwich went bad. Nah, when you think about it, your sandwich didn't go bad. Something just started eating it before you did. Whoa, that's crazy to think about. Wait. Are you eating my sandwich right now?
You gotta be faster than that, bro.
I'm talking inside the cum factories.
For real.
I'm talking
Damn.
Inside the sperm bank.
For real.
I'm talking inside
these nuts.
I'm That's talking crazy. In the Dwayne the Rock Johnsons.
Damn.
Nah, fuck you. Hey, fuck you then. That's why you eat meat.
I don't eat meat. I'm vegan.
Oh shit, same. But you're still a bitch. Okay, and I still laid pipe on your mom.
Yo, what's going on here?
He called me a bitch.
And he said he had sexual intercourse with my mom.
Yo, calm down. I thought you guys were both vegan.
Yeah,
we
are.
What about it?
If you guys are both vegan, are you guys really beefing?
Damn, that was unfunny as fuck.
Should we just beat his ass?
Yeah, we should.
Ah, shit, damn.
Ah, I see here. Looks like your toothpaste hasn't been doing the job. Try this one. 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste.
Wait a minute. If dentists make their money off people having bad teeth, and 9 out of 10 dentists recommend this toothpaste, why would I choose to use this
go,
one?
Go.
Shit, he knows.
Man, you ever think about how the ocean is just some really big soup?
Damn, I guess you're right.
Or have you ever thought about how there's more airplanes in the ocean than submarines in the sky?
Oh shit, apparently not.
Damn, we're high as fuck.
Man, you know what I just realized?
What's up?
Your balls are kind of like a body bag of sorts. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta stop looking at my balls, bro. Okay, but who named it a chair? Like, who just looked at this thing and was like, oh, yup, this is gonna be called a goddamn fucking chair. Boo.
Oh, you scared me half to death.
What happens if you get scared half to death twice?
Oh, I don't know. It's just a saying.
Boo. Oh, shit. Is he dying? I think. Damn. Well, when you really think about it, most guys will get their first set of flowers at their funeral. That's some real shit. Wait, Chains. Are you high at a funeral?
No.
My very first time getting a taste of that enchanted broccoli. It was a very special time in my life. In fact, it shaped me to become the stick man you see today. Now, if you've seen this video, you would know my very first time being baked was also my first time being drunk. Cause you see, what happened was I had ate some magic brownies and they didn't kick in for a while. So I came to the solid conclusion that, bro, these edibles ain't shit. So I chug some vodka and next thing I know, I'm fucking obliterated. And through me mixing these two substances for the very first time of trying each, I was unable to truly take in the full experience of being zooted. Cause I was fucking slumped. So fast forward about a month after the edible incident, me and Bob were trying to see what being baked really felt like. Keep in mind, we were in grade 7 at this point, and at Stickman Middle School, you got +3 clout points if you ever smoked some grass. So naturally, we were fiending for some Mary Jane, and we had just the person to call. Yo, Billy. Hey, what's up? Me and Bob were trying to smoke some marijuana.
Shut up. The feds might have tapped my phone, bro. Chill.
Oh, shit. My bad. I meant we're trying to blow some pipes.
Hey, yo, pause. What the fuck?
We're trying to inhale Satan's spinach? I don't know.
I bet. I got some gas for you boys. Meet me at Stickman Park at 6 p.m. sharp.
Okay, bet.
And soon enough, it was 6 p.m. sharp and we were posted at Stickman Park. The homie Billy pulls up fully equipped with the gas.
Yo, we gotta find somewhere discreet to do this.
Oh, let's do it in the trees over there.
Alright, that works.
So we walk into this little forest with a bench in it and Billy whips out the pipe.
What the fuck is that?
It's a pipe. I took it from my sister's room.
Bro, are you sure you didn't accidentally take her dildo instead?
Shut up, bro. Lots of people smoke out of these bad boys.
I don't know. There's just something about the way that it's shaped.
Are we smoking or not?
Yeah, we're smoking.
And then Billy takes out a plastic bag with a thug ass.
Yo, take a whiff of this shit.
And at this point, I had never got a sniff of the za before. So when I did take a whiff,
damn, that's some strong shit right there.
Hell yeah.
And I got it from the plug for 50% off.
Damn, bro, this is gonna get us high as hell.
So Billy packed the pipe and handed it to me. He whipped out the lighter and said, suck it.
Hey, yo, pause.
Oh my, alright, inhale.
Oh, I got you.
And there it was, my very first hit of the Zaza. And I was coughing up a storm. And as Bob was taking his hit, I was sitting there like, am I high yet? Like, is this what it's supposed to feel like?
Nah, you gotta smoke some more to get baked.
So Billy packs some more into the pipe and hands it to me. I inhale. But still nothing. So me and Bob are looking at each other like,
bro, are we like invincible or some shit?
I think so.
And Billy's like, no, you have to inhale and hold it in your lungs for as long as possible.
So I try it. I inhale, I held it, and then I was coughing up a storm again. We repeated these steps for like 20 minutes and still nothing.
Now, me and Bob didn't know shit when it came to the topic of devil's lettuce, so we were just taking Billy's word for everything.
Yo, don't worry, it'll hit you in like an hour.
So we walk back to Bob's crib, and sure enough, an hour goes by.
Yo, are you high yet?
Nah, I still feel normal. What about you?
Yeah, I'm chilling.
So we waited and waited all night.
and nothing happened. Now, a quick scientific analysis of the situation. What had happened was, Billy's plug saw that he was 13 and realized he could make a quick buck off him. So he had given him 50% off, however, he gave him straight stems. Now, if you're not sure what this means, let me break it down for you using, enchanted broccoli. Now, we all know that broccoli is a nutritious vegetable. However, a wide majority of the nutrients are packed directly in the broccoli crown, leaving the stem of the broccoli with very small amounts of nutrients in comparison to the top part. This means that eating the top part of the broccoli will indeed make you big and strong. However, the stem itself lacks the capacities to, quote unquote, make you big and strong, if you know what I'm saying. Remember, eat your broccoli. So essentially, me and Bob were smoking that doo-doo pack, smoking straight Reggie. So Bob and I felt as though we needed some redemption, and we knew just the perfect day to do it. April 20th, 420. So today was the day we would really know what being zooted felt like. So me, Billy, and Bob went over to our homie's house, cause we knew this homie in particular would have the facilities to celebrate April 20th. So we knock on his door, he lets us in, and the first thing this motherfucker says is, "So, are we smoking fat today or what?"
Yes, sir.
Alright, follow me. So we followed the homie into his mom's room, and when he opened her closet, she was equipped with every kind of grass you could imagine. He snatched a few pre-rolls and we went to his backyard. He lit up the first J and passed it straight to me. And after all these years, it felt as though my entire life had led me up to this very moment. I took a hit and got my real first taste of that Mary Jane. So we passed around the J's for a bit and my eyes and mouth started to dry up. So I'm like, alright, I'm gonna go get some water really quick. And the moment I stand up, it all hits at once. I just remember everything going into slow motion, and it felt like I was watching myself in a movie. Almost like it was a third person perspective. So I head into the homie's bedroom and I lay down on his bed because I was really trying to comprehend what the fuck was going on. Cause my frame rates were dropping, my time perception was fucked, and I was hungry as shit. So when Billy, Bob, and the homie walk into the room with snacks, bro, I was a munch. And so for the rest of the night, the four of us just chilled out, ate some snacks, and enjoyed our very first time with that enchanted broccoli.
We are currently facing a life-threatening epidemic that is threatening the lives of many teens around the world. Oh, what's that? Yeah. Okay, it has been brought to my attention that there's a new strain let loose that is infecting more teens than ever. The strain is propylene glycol formaldehyde. Street name, Guava Ice. So stay safe out there, and back to you, Linda.
Linda.
What? Oh, shit.
Man, way back when, somewhere in Timbuktu, a Homo sapien found a plant by the name of tobacco, and for whatever reason, somewhere in this dude's caveman brain, he decided,
me, smoke, now.
And that he did. And as humans slowly evolved, smoking did too, and soon, motherfuckers went from looking all old and wise, smoking these big old pipes, to soon smoking cigars on some mafia boss shit, which turned into cigarettes. Now back in the day, if you were stressing, Doc would prescribe you a pack of good old cigarettes. Sore throat?
Cigarettes.
Oh, you got a cough?
Here, smoke a cigarette.
But after a while, people's teeth started looking all British and shit, so they decided,
boy, I don't think these are healthy, innit?
So we decided we needed to make cigarettes better, and you know what makes everything better? The letter E. Your mail's taking too long to come in?
Email.
Wait, what's that? You want to play sports, but your ass at every single sport?
Esports.
Oh, you got daddy issues?
E-girl.
So of course, when people realize cigarettes are killing them,
e-cigarettes.
Man, one thing leads to another and shit. You got yourself a Vaporizer Gen Y GTX box mod with 3 USB charging ports, a speaker, and a 6-inch LED touchscreen that can play Flappy Bird. Like, vaping is just getting a little too advanced, bro. Like, I remember one time I was chilling in the washroom with my homie Billy, and of course a motherfucker walks in with a vape. But this was no regular vape, no. This shit looked like a gadget straight out of fucking Star Wars. Yo, you want a hit?
A hit
of your iPhone?
iPhone?
This is that eSmoke FTX 763 3rd series, my boy. Watch this. Yo, did he just hotbox the whole bathroom in one hit?
Yes the fuck I did.
And this shit's 100 Nick.
Holy shit, where did you find 100 Nick?
I ended up mixing my 50 Nick guava juice with my 50 Nick blueberry ice, and it just kinda added up to 100.
Bro, I don't think that's how it works.
Shut up, my mom's calling me.
Yo, fuck you, mom.
And that was the moment I realized there really is levels to this shit. Level 1. Level 1 is the type of dude who isn't addicted, but he'll occasionally take a hit of somebody's device. But level 2, bro's borderline addicted, but he's still in the denial phase.
Bro, are you addicted to vaping?
Addicted? Nah, I don't even vape like that, bruh.
Shit. Do 5 jumping jacks right now.
Bro, what? That's easy.
1, 2... 3, 4.
Oh shit. Level 3. The Fiend. This motherfucker is strapped up with some nicotine at all times, and even when he has a vape in his hand, this dude will ask for yours. And God forbid, if this fiend loses his vape, this motherfucker will be stressing like he just lost his only child. A fiend without a vape is the exact equivalent of one of these purple minions. Dude will be itching for that shit, and Lord knows what that man will do for a fix. Level 4, the fiend who sells vapes. At this point, this dude's whole life revolves around vapes. In fact, I'm pretty sure they don't even breathe oxygen anymore. Like, in order to breathe, they need to inhale some chemicals that I can't even spell. Which, honestly, it doesn't even say that much. Like, I can't spell a lot of shit, but what I'm trying to say is their bodies have just fully adapted in order to consume as much nicotine as possible. They breathe that shit, they drink the vape juice, and when they're hungry, shit, they just munch on the vape itself. And the worst part is they can't even run out of vapes. Like, shit, they are the plug. This motherfucker's just the CEO of getting high on his own supply. Like, dude is his own number one customer. Level 5. This motherfucker, bro, like, why do you need a LED touchscreen on your vape, bro? Like, you already have a phone.
Wait. Did you just order that pizza from your vape?
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Where'd you get this from?
And don't get me started on these flavors, bro. Like, tell me why these motherfuckers can make a vape juice and call that shit early riser. And that shit literally tastes like a Wednesday at 6 a.m. Like, what the fuck type of ingredients mixed together to taste like a Wednesday at 6 a.m.? But early riser isn't even the weirdest flavor on the market. Because if you're feeling the family dinner vibes, you can get a rotisserie chicken flavor. Or if your breath is smelling nice and fresh, you could fuck that shit up quick with some garlic flavor juice. And they even got bacon.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, that shit sounds fire as fuck.
And lastly, now I don't even know if I can say this on YouTube right now, but shit, you can even get yourself some Worcestershire. But regardless, I think we all know the home of nicotine. The eternal hot box. The communal vape sesh. It's the high school bathrooms, man. You walk into one of these joints and there's at least 15 dudes hotboxing that shit at like 10 a.m. You come in trying to take a piss and now you got a head rush. You walk over to the urinals, but it's so goddamn hotbox, you start pissing all over the walls. But shit, you can't even piss on the walls in peace, man. You got that one fiend coming over to you trying to suck your device dry, and dude's so down bad for that hit that's not the only thing he'd suck dry. And listen, you may be thinking, Chains, how do you know what you know about vaping? And that's a great question. Back in the day, I was a curious little George, man. And back in grade 7, I was chilling at my friend Becky's house. And when I walked into Becky's crib, I was nothing but an innocent, curious young man. But little did I know, I would leave Becky's crib
far different than I entered. So you know, me, Bob, and Billy are posted in Becky's room, and I was sitting with Becky, so Becky asked me, have you ever hit a vape before? Hell no, I hadn't, but you know I had to play it cool around Becky, so I said, yeah.
Yeah, I do that shit all the time.
And so, of course, she passes me the vape. And honestly, I didn't think this far ahead, but I was in way too deep to come clean now. So I put that shit in my mouth, and I sucked the fuck out of it. Pause. And because this was the first time anything had made contact with my lungs beside oxygen, my lungs started malfunctioning. And I was coughing up a storm, and my cool guy cover was blown, but... I had to see it through.
Oh my god, are you okay?
This shit ain't nothing for a guy like me.
Guys, I changed his dying.
And as I went on with my life, I would hit a device here and there, and eventually I even learned some tricks and shit. But one day, me and my homie had to run to catch a bus. And so we start running, but the homie doesn't even make it 100 meters, and he starts rolling on the floor, coughing up blood. And I was like, yeah, no, fuck that. And you know...
Awkward conversations. We all know them and we all hate them.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
You already asked me that.
Damn, you right.
So, how's your day going? My pet frog just died.
Damn, that's tough.
I find myself taking the most inconvenient routes to avoid an awkward conversation. Like, I can't really explain the feeling of an awkward conversation, but it's just mildly uncomfortable. Like, I would compare the discomfort levels of an awkward conversation to wearing wet socks. Like, it's not the end of the world. But let's keep it real, no one wants to wear wet socks. And honestly, I would take a slightly inconvenient path if it meant I would not have to wear wet socks. Also, I feel like there's some other situations that are in the awkward conversation family that I also hate. For example, the handshake fist bump dilemma.
Yeah, it was nice seeing you.
Yeah.
Oh, fist bump.
Oh, no, sorry.
God damn it.
After you experience one of these bad boys, you'll be thinking about it cringing for the next hour. And if you're anything like me, you might even lose some sleep over it.
Man, why the fuck they're not going for the handshake, bruh? Obviously it was a handshake.
And what about the good old you said goodbye to the person you're talking to, but you guys both walk the same way? Situation. I mean, this situation is the perfect way to ruin a smooth conversation.
Yeah, man, it was really nice to see you.
Yeah, for sure. See you later, bro. Alright, peace out. alright, bye. Bye. Shit, we're still walking the same way? I'll just turn this way so it's not awkward. Man, what the fuck? And even if I say goodbye to someone and we're still in the same general location, I will avoid them at all costs. Like once me and my brother were chilling at Walmart and we saw one of our neighbors. So we talked for a little bit, you know, said our farewells and went separate ways. But when it came time for me and my brother to check out, we saw the same neighbors checking out. And we were up in the Walmart looking like we were playing Assassin's Creed in real life. It's clear. And of course, I can't forget about awkward silence. Yeah, that's funny. Me personally, I have some procedures in place to avoid awkward silence no matter what. For example, my philosophy is to just say things. Yeah, that's funny. So do you play Minecraft?
What kind of question is that?
In the end, they may think I'm a dumbass, but at least there's no awkward silence, you know what I'm saying?
You know what they say, there's a first for everything, bro. Like your first steps, your first dance moves, your first words. Dada!
Hey, would you look at that? We gotta get some milk. I'll be right back.
Your first stepdad? New dada?
Yeah, nah. I'm ahead of two, actually.
And your first kiss. Man, the things I would do to go back and completely erase that shit from existence. Bro, all these Disney movies I was seeing as a kid had these first kisses turning ugly-ass frogs into some fucking giga chads and shit. Like, spoiler alert. Fucking ribbon. On top of that, the fact you have to close your eyes, like, bro, imagine you're learning how to golf and you're about to take your first swing and these motherfuckers are like,
yeah, now do it with your eyes closed.
Bruh, this is my first time. What do you expect to happen? Like, honestly, my first kiss is top 5 worst chains moments of all time. And let's just say it's not 5 or 4. Or 3. That shit was really bad, bro. So with that being said, this story takes place in grade 7, which is the year I got my first girlfriend. Now, I told this story a few months back, but I purposely left out the part of my first kiss. Well, gosh diddly darn, Chains. Why would you do such a preposterous thing? And the truth is, I was planning on taking this shit to the grave with me, bro, but fuck it. Sometimes you just gotta let the world know.
Okay, you're right. I got something to get off my chest.
Epstein? Wait, what? So for the homies who haven't seen the video, one day me, Bob, and Billy were mobbing around our local mall when we seen these 3 girls from our class. So we walk up to them and lay down some of the meanest 12-year-old riz these girls had ever seen. Hey, yo, Shorty, I think I just shit my pants. Can I get into yours?
What the fuck?
Oh, shit. My bad. My fault. Hey, yo, Shorty, are you a cigarette?
Am I a cigarette? What?
Cause I'm trying to get lit and put your butt in my mouth.
Wait, what?
Nothing.
Please.
Holy shit, bro. Let me guess. You all got restraining orders.
No. Worse.
We got fucking girlfriends. And 12-year-old me had no business dating nobody, bruh. Like, my dumbass could barely even handle playing Fortnite with a girl. Like, oh, hey, GamerGirl97.
Hey.
I'm kind of low. Can I chug on your junks?
What?
Oh, no, sorry. Whoa, I mean, I just want to slurp on your juice. No, I'm sorry.
Ew.
I mean, like, I need heels. Can I trade you? What do you need?
Oh, yeah. Is there any way you can get me some mats?
Oh, yeah. No, I'd love to give you my wood.
Huh?
Or bricks. Or metal. Or anything you need,
okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, I don't have a shotgun yet.
Oh, shit, I got 3.
Okay.
I can give you 2 pumps.
Ew.
No, it's 1 pump.
Stop.
No, wait. Oh, sorry, I can give you shotguns, I mean.
Okay.
Where are you?
I'm in this little wood fort I made.
Oh, okay, I see you. Let me come in your box.
Yes.
So needless to say, every single interaction I had with my girlfriend was awkward as shit. Because I had to pre-plan things to say in my head, and as soon as that shit went off script... I was cooked.
Hey, Jessica, how you doing today?
Honestly, just not the best.
Oh, that's good. What'd you do today?
Oh, I don't know. Just did my makeup.
Hey, me too.
You did your makeup?
Yeah, we have so much in common.
Have a nice day.
Fuck!
And on one Friday after school, me, Bob, Billy, and our girlfriends all went to the mall together, as we did every single day. But on this specific Friday, we rubbed together a few brain cells and realized,
yo, do you got money?
Nah.
You got money?
0.
You got money?
I'm broke.
You got money?
No.
You got money?
Yo. Why are we at the mall?
I don't know.
That's a good thought about it.
I mean, we could all go to my house.
What are you doing? And so, of course, as the good kid I was, I text my mom to ask her to go.
Greetings, mother. I would like to know if it's in the realm of possibility that you'd be so kind to grant me your permission to visit the household of my dearest acquaintance, Nikki. Looking forward to hearing from you, your favorite son, Chains.
And I immediately get a call.
Let me speak to her parents.
Now, I, Chains for real, have never dated a 12-year-old old boy in my life, and I honestly don't plan on it. But even in grade 7, I could use my logic and reasoning skills to understand if your boyfriend had to get his mom to talk to your friend's mom for permission to slide to the crib. Instant ick, bro. There's just no way. She'd probably break up with me on the spot. So I'm doing anything I can to not let that happen.
Hey there, Miss For Real. This is Nikki's mom. I just wanted to let you know Chains and his friends are welcome over anytime because they're... because they're goated with the sauce.
Shit.
Oh, hey, Nikki's mom. Sorry, it's kind of hard to hear you over all this bull.
Sid. You're not allowed at her house. Come home now.
James, are you coming?
Look, Mom, I'm not gonna lie. You gotta lock the fuck in right now. This is the first time in my life I ever been invited to a girl's house and there's cheeks up for grabs. Like, Mom, this is my only opportunity. If you don't let me go, the for real bloodline might just end with me.
Okay, listen, Chains. I'll let you go this time, but you have to be home at 9 p.m. sharp.
Yay, thank you so much, Mom.
Now I'm paraphrasing, but the point is she let me go with a curfew of 9 p.m. So all six of us leave the mall, hop on the bus, and get off at Nikki's house. We go inside, sit on the couch, and now... it's even more awkward, bruh, because instead of walking around the mall, all we had to entertain ourselves was ourselves. And just like any other awkward middle school scenario, that shit went like...
truth or dare?
Yeah,
that's exactly
down.
What I was thinking.
And my heart instantly dropped, bro.
Because I knew if I picked dare, I would have to kiss Jessica and shit, bro.
That's a whole lot scarier than playing Fortnite with GamerGirl97.
But regardless, Nikki starts the game of truth or dare.
Hey, Billy, truth or dare?
Yo, truth.
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Oh, what? This shit's not even bad.
Okay, then Chains, truth or dare?
Truth.
No. What do you mean? No, it's truth or dare.
I said truth or dare.
Dare.
What the fuck? Okay, fine, dare. You have to kiss Jessica.
Bro, this time it wasn't a pickup line. When I say I just shit my pants. I mean, not literally, but metaphorically, I was shitting bricks, bro. And when I turned to Jessica, she's just sitting there straight-faced as fuck.
So, Jessica, are you down? like hypothetically speaking, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going in. Sorry. Sorry. Let me just,
Hey, bro, I'm not gonna lie, this is fucking weird. You guys are just watching and shit, like, I don't know, it's just kinda...
Oh, so if we weren't watching you do it?
I mean, yeah, I would actually. Wait, what the fuck?
Every single one of these motherfuckers ran to the corner and started staring at the wall, like...
Did you do it yet?
We're not looking till you do it.
Yo, hurry up, dumbass.
So now I got all this pressure on me to do this shit, but Jessica's out here looking at me like... hey, how was your day?
Yo, shut the fuck
just
up.
Just kiss her already.
What are you yapping about?
And I deadass didn't know how to go about it. I ended up sitting on this couch nervous as hell, awkward as hell, looking stupid as fuck for 20 minutes, bruh. Now, 20 minutes in general doesn't sound that long, but imagine sitting on a couch in complete silence with everyone just... Bro, just watch this.
My brother in Christ, that was 10 seconds, bruh. Imagine doing that times 120.
So after the second longest 20 minutes of my life, I say, you know what? Fuck it.
And Nikki's mom walks in the room.
Hey, who wants snacks? Oh.
And at this point, I checked my shitty-ass Samsung Galaxy 3, and it was already 8:50 p.m. And with a curfew of 9, I had no choice but to lock in. So I lick my lips, close my eyes, and real quick, I smash our mouths together. And when I turn around, not a single motherfucker is facing the wall. I look the other way, and Nikki's mom is peeking around the corner with her fucking mac and cheese and shit. So I made like my pops, and I was out that hoe.
Pleasure doing business, Jessica.
Wait, what? Where are you going?
Thanks for having me, Nikki's mom.
What the hell was that?
And I proceeded to sprint home, making it home at 8:59, exactly 1 minute before my curfew. And that night, when I went to bed,
I couldn't sleep, bro. I haven't been able to sleep since. Damn, I should have taken this shit to the grave with me. Fuck.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Happy New Year!
Oh my god.
Yeah,
let's go.
For my New Year's resolution, I'm gonna go on a diet.
Nice.
Oh, and I'm gonna quit vaping.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go vegan.
Oh, nice.
And I'm gonna stop beating my meat.
Oh. 3 days later.
Man, fuck the diet.
Right? I didn't even want to go vegan anyways. Wait, guys. Where's Jonathan?
Alright, I'm gonna keep it a stack. This New Year's resolution thing is a whole lot of bullshit. Some goddamn buffoonery. A heaping pile of a fucking horse cut. Like, don't get me started on these new year, new me motherfuckers, man. Like, dyeing your hair and getting another piercing doesn't change shit. Now you're just broke, depressed, and lonely in a different font. And I'm not gonna pretend like I don't see you motherfuckers in the gym for the first 2 weeks. Like, come on now. You and I both know as soon as you get out of this gym, you're about to pick up a large strawberry milkshake, a Big Mac with no pickles, and a side of chicken nuggets, and it's disgusting. But chains, how do you know down to the exact specifications of the order?
Cause shit, I'm about to get the same damn thing.
Because the devastating truth is, a new year doesn't change jack shit. And if you're watching this in 2022, I'm really not trying to kill the hopes and dreams of 2023, but let's be honest, if you really wanted to be jacked, you would start working out, bro. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the earth orbiting the sun one more time isn't gonna get you any bitches, bro. Cause trust me, I would know. Now, as a stick man like myself, I can't fuck with New Year's resolutions because it's always the same shit. Like,
3, 2, 1, Happy New Year's.
Oh, hey, man, Happy New Year's. Well, what's your New Year's resolution? Oh, it's 1080p. What about you? Oh, yeah, same, same. But did you see Ethan, bro? Nah, what's his? Yo, he's got 4K. Yo, what's up, dudes? Oh, look at the quality on this guy. Damn, wait, do you hear that noise? Yeah, what is that? Oh, shit, it's chains. He got 480p again. Shit.
Oh, fuck. This guy is at 480p again.